You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. I was just watching the highlights of the Chiefs. Did you see the fake punt that they ran?
Yep. How far off is the corner? I mean, you know, when you set that up, you see stuff on tape, special teams coaches, they're like, when you see that stuff happen that much, there was a fake punt yesterday that should have worked. What game was that? And the punter didn't just finish north-south where he would have landed forward for the first down. He kind of went sideways once he got to the line. Yeah. Who was that?
And no, I think that was a college game.
He got tackled backwards. Oh, no, it was a college game. Oh, it was the Aggie game.
Yes.
It was Ole Miss.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Yes.
And it was a field goal. It wasn't a punt.
Right.
But he had it.
Yes.
That should have been an easy first down. But when you see stuff, they clearly saw a void in the Aggies' D-line, the way they try to block field goals, and they said, okay, let's put this in this week. Kansas City must have seen, okay, this is too good for us not to try this. And it was a pretty long fourth down, too.
How awesome was Dana running a fake punt up 22?
Oh,
that was very fortuitous, by the way.
Ooh.
Was it? Yes. It was very fortuitous.
I wouldn't talk about that out loud.
No. He got to 29, which was more than I expected him to. Well, ooh,
Johnny Avello may be making calls to the feds.
No. Well, listen, no. I'm just saying. That was very fortuitous, that fake punt. What was not fortuitous?
25 and a half.
What was not fortuitous was...
For those who wondered why it was fortuitous.
Was Florida. Was Gator fan.
They had given up four. How many hits did Samford have on 42 at the half?
They had 42 at the half.
42 at the half.
Ended
lose.
Up winning 70 to 52. What
yeah,
was the
I think
final?
That's what it was. I know Florida ended up with 70.
Florida ended up with
they
70.
They just signed Mullen to an extension.
How about this? Well, here's Paul Feinbaum about Dan Mullen and what's going on in Florida.
I was talking to a player that I was with Saturday in Knoxville, and I asked him, and he said he was a great defensive player. He said I wouldn't care. Why am I going out there? They just fired my defensive coordinator. He said, why should I give an effort for this guy? And I think that's what we saw. And fortunately, Florida was able to score a few more touchdowns than Samford. That's really where we are. I mean, the Ed Ogeron thing seemed like a precipitous fall from grace. He won the national championship. But let's bring the curtain up. None of us thought Ed Ogeron was a good football coach to begin with. We thought Dan Mullen was an elite football coach.
Wow.
He fires his
DC.
Fires the DC, so why should we even try? Well, then you got a team full of losers.
Yeah.
If you don't have any self-respect to try against Samford, what are you saying, Paul? What are you saying? That's terrible. I mean, that's terrible. What it shows you is that you may not have had the right DC, but you definitely don't have the right players either. If you're giving up 40 in the first half, 42 to Samford, you don't have either one. And listen, Dan Mullen was out there caping for the Atlanta job. I'll just tell you this for a personal knowledge. He and some of his coaching staff was out there trying hard behind the scenes to get Atlanta because he wanted out of Florida. And when he got that, and you know, when he didn't get it, I think he just locked in on as much money as he could get from Florida. But I think he wanted to try to make a move because he recognized that there was going to be issues. I was told before the season that Florida was going to be a disaster, and then they started off pretty competitively. I mean, they gave Alabama all they wanted, which looks like another bad, quote-unquote, bad win for Alabama. But I was told Florida was going to be terrible this year, and then I got burned by that early in the season because I kept fading Florida, and Florida kept playing well. Now they're looking like what I was told they were going to look like, which is that they don't have the talent on defense and that they were not going to be, you know, a team that they were going to be a highly disappointing team. Well, that's showing up now.
Yeah.
I mean, that is definitely showing up now.
No question. No question that they quit on that dude. There is Samford.
And they just gave him an extension.
Wow. Yeah. I've never been a big Dan Mullen guy. I don't know why.
I've always thought he's a pretty good coach.
He's been okay. Did you see first of all, it's a shame. Bo Nix, rest in peace. He got his. He's done for the year. What about the comeback by Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Down 28-3. Sound familiar?
I tell you what. 28-3. That was, I thought they were done. I'd counted that off as a loss. The way they came back, that had to make Auburn fans sick.
Oh, my God. They
it was 28-3.
It was 28-3 was the score.
No. Why does it sound familiar?
And New England Patriots, 28-3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? 28-3 is now the Falcons always? Okay. I wasn't putting Bo Nix on and Auburn on Falcons though.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. Well,
28-3 is famous now. Yeah. So by the way, Mississippi State, they came back from 28-3 as well. But this is a kid that you've got to watch. He's firing it around, Lance. This quarterback from Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's accurate. He's pretty damn good.
I'm familiar with his act.
Will Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's an air raid quarterback. You know, you have to take all that stuff with a grain of salt. Those guys, at least for Leach.
So is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but Leach guys don't usually turn out to be great.
No, that's true. Except Minshew. Oh, I guess you're forgetting the great Minshew.
Great?
Yeah.
Leach loved him.
He did love him.
Minshew's okay. He's a nice little backup.
He's 29-8. He's got 3,700 yards, 75% completion percentage.
Minshew's Case Keenum with a mustache, basically what I look at him, you know, which is a compliment to him. I don't even know if he's Case Keenum.
No, he's not.
I mean, Case has done stuff. Minshew's just got
hot
because
he
just wore cut-off shorts and had a mustache and a mullet. And all of a sudden, Minshew mania. Only in Jacksonville, Florida, could you get red hot from just having a mustache and a mullet.
Yep.
And some cut off denim. Only in Jacksonville could that be okay. No other city would that be okay.
No. If he was in Chicago doing that would have been so funny.
We got to get this guy. I like this. I love the mustache, Bonko. I love the mustache, but the guy's not a player. He's just not. He reminds me of Kyle Orton. So, yeah, he's more Kyle Orton-y, but better feet.
Let's get Richard in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Remember when Chicago loved Kyle Orton for a little while, though?
Oh, yeah, they did. Well, he was playing well there.
Yeah.
He made himself a load of money.
No problem with Kyle Orton. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I was just going to see if you guys remember the movie Waterboy, that the last kickoff that the guy says, "Where's my B'H?" McNeese did that against Chattanooga. They blasted the kid right in the face, well, the chest, the ball bounced off. They were able to have a 2-minute drive to come back, and it was pretty impressive, but it was just funny just to see a player just get blasted with the ball right in the chest. And then I was seeing if you guys got to see Bill O'Brien get to flex his offense against New Mexico State. I'll hang up and listen.
Get to flex his offense. Bryce Young. I have a ticket on Bryce Young to win Heisman. I don't hate it. Of course, I've got tickets now on Kenny Pickett, Kenneth Walker, and Bryce Young. So, and I got one on Spencer Rattler from early in the season. That feels – and DJ Olagolugolu.
The what now?
From Clemson.
I don't even know what you said there.
I got one preseason. Preseason Heisman ticket on him.
Oh, I don't think that one's coming in.
I don't think Spencer Rattler's going to pay.
I don't think Spencer Rattler's or I call him ukulele.
DJ Ukulele. I don't think
both of them are
paying.
Off the board now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nightmare is CJ Stroud winning it. That's my nightmare. That beats me in 1,000 different ways. And he's starting to get a little frisky.
So McNeese. So McNeese won what? He said it was McNeese that blasted the kick off the face.
Yeah, they had an onside kick. I can't find the video either. I'm trying to find it.
I've seen it before. I've seen people do that before, and I don't know if it's intentional. It looks like it's usually like hard squibs that hit a player on the body and then bounce ricochets back towards the line of scrimmage. Like it's if you can, and listen, you're only 10 yards away.
Yeah.
If you could do that, that's the way you do it. That's how you create the mayhem, is get unnatural bounces off of a body.
Well, they beat HBU 44-3. They were onside kicking in that game. That doesn't seem fair.
Dana might have.
What?
Well, he fake punted up 22 in the fourth.
They fake punted up
in the fourth.
No, you're not going to blast somebody in the face with an onside kick up 40.
What if you're laying 44?
He might have been.
We got to get the ball back.
They might have been against HBU.
We got to get the ball back and score. Hey, listen, Cars for Kids wants you to, maybe you're somebody who had a bad beat and you say, man, I just, you know, for some young people, it's like they have bad beats all the time and they just need a little bit of help. And sometimes having someone who helps push them along, like you, like the Houston Can Academy, is something that can really give them a chance to succeed. And I love the fact that my guys over at carsforkids.org are working with Houston Can Academy to help make that a reality. Now, the way that you are involved is that you can donate your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or not running. You can think it's the biggest piece of junk. They will come out there and they'll haul that vehicle off, and you don't even have to pay. Usually you'd have to pay to have somebody, you know, come out there and tow your vehicle away. They'll come take it off your hands, and they'll give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it from ESPN 97.5, and they'll give you that tax write-off, and you can use that this next tax season. Write off the car and not the kid. Do it with Houston Can Academy and my friends over at carsforkids.org. Go to carsforkids.org.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Tuesdays at 9:15, former Texans QB Sage Rosenfels hops on the bench to break down the latest games in the NFL. Now back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, let's. I want to bring up our very quickly our Astros talk from earlier. They've been linked to Starling Marte, which is an interesting name. He's 33 years old. He's coming off a very good season, but you know, I pointed out that's, you get a little concerned when a guy is having a season. Like, you don't want to pay for a kind of a fluky season late, and he's only had a season like that one other time, basically, where he hit .857. Was that his OPS in that neighborhood? He had 47 stolen bases at age 33.
Yeah.
Is it the first time? He's the oldest player ever to steal 40 bases.
Okay.
Oldest player ever to steal 40 bases, 47 at age 33. But if the price is right, or if the price is okay, I should say, I could see the Astros taking a little shot at him and saying, you know what, we want a little bit more, a little less volatility at center field and a little bit more of a known commodity. So we will allow our young outfielders to step in for Michael Brantley. Because, listen, Michael Brantley is not getting any better against left-hand hitting. So I think what you're going to see is Michael Brantley next year, he may be in a platoon situation. Starting lefties, his left hand, his OPS was in the 500s this year against the lefties. I think Michael Brantley may find himself playing a little less next year and have young Jake Myers and maybe even occasionally McCormick get some ABs in place of Uncle Mike from time to time.
Well, and there's a reason that you might need a center fielder too, is because Jake Myers might not be healthy.
They had surgery.
That shoulder's bad. That was bad.
Look how long it's taken me. I don't even have full range of motion. I know from firsthand experience when you injure a shoulder, and I can tell. And listen, if Jake is listening or anyone at the Astros is listening, have him hit me up. You can get my number from Aaron. Just call 713-780-3776. You guys with the Astros can call, and I can tell you about what it's like to deal with shoulder injuries. Because it can be tricky if you... Now, I fell off a ladder. He jumped into a wall. Same thing. It's a collision, and it's a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he makes it back a little faster than me. I had a lot of complications because it was just a lot of stuff going on inside the...
Mm-hmm.
But here I am, you know. But I always showed up to work every day. Unlike Justin Verlander, I still was able to get here as I was fighting through pain. Mm-hmm. I was recovering and made it to work every day to see my friends.
Unlike Verlander, who didn't even show up.
I mean, you tell me.
A lot of talk about whether or not Justin Verlander is an option here.
Oh, did you see your story pop up? Became a national story?
What?
Justin Verlander. Oh, story. Bob Nightingale broke a story that there was that the Astros players revolted and didn't let Justin Verlander throw out the first pitch. That's a new little bit of information that got out there now.
Really?
Yeah. And so it may seem like Justin might be willing to take a qualifying offer to come back because, you know, he's already made $66 million.
This
from the
story
team.
There's a story out there.
Bob Nightingale had a tweet about it.
Really?
He's like, yeah, hey guys, listen, and Barstool picked it up like, holy crap, Justin Verlander, the Astros revolted against Justin Verlander this year. I'm like, we got to get John a check mark so what he says matters. He just doesn't matter right now because he doesn't have a check.
I got into a bit of a tete-a-tete with a guy on Twitter this week. And just
what happened?
Well, it's a guy was calling. He was calling Jim Crane a liar. That Jim Crane is a liar, and I was like,
what
did he lie to you about? Did Jim Crane lie? He was going to bring you a chocolate cake, and he didn't. What did Jim Crane lie to you about? Oh, he says he's trying to sign players when he's not. Is he? Did he lie about that? Yeah. There's videos of guys saying Springer and Cole saying that's all they got was the qualifying offer. And I said, really? Because I didn't see those videos. Can you send those to me? Nah, crickets, nothing.
Nothing?
I got nothing. Jim Crane lies about how much money, that he's lost money in 5 years or whatever. I said, I don't know. I don't have his.
You're going to be in a lot of fights, though. I'm telling you, you better get ready to be in a lot of fights because it will take just one bad signing of a player or one bad year for people. They're going to be ready when Carlos is gone, when George is gone. They're going to start being ready to turn on the owner a little bit because people are just going to have hurt feelings about losing some of their favorite players.
And he heard behind the scenes that Jim Crane is what – that's why Stromme left.
Is that what he heard? I don't know.
And he said he had the Justin Verlander story before I did. And I was like,
so you're dealing with somebody who's connected.
Well,
did he have a blue check mark? You know what you should have said to him? You don't have a blue check mark. I'm not listening to you.
Well, no, but he said, I was talking to people about that. I said, I tweeted it the day of the game. What are you talking about? Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, shut up then.
I don't know why Strom left, though. He took, for those who missed it,
I just need to take some time away from the game and sign with Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's look at this.
How much interaction
does Brent Strom have with Jim Crane?
Unless it's a financial
thing. Why in the F would Jim... I can't wait to get that Strom out of here.
No. It could be something where maybe he wasn't paid. Maybe he thought he wasn't paid his rate. I don't know. I don't know what a pitching coach makes.
Well, okay.
How much do we talk about Strom being the best, the most important guy and this, that, and the other? Maybe Strom listens to the show a lot and says, I should be making a lot more money.
So Crane left, or they don't want to pay him. Which is it?
I just know a lot of people leave the Astros.
Yeah.
Jim Crane wanted to leave and go to another team. Now, it could be as simple as somebody said he only lives 2 hours away from the ballpark.
Yeah, he lives in Tucson.
It could be that simple.
Yeah.
It could be that simple.
He lives in Tucson.
He mentioned he didn't, you know, it could be something like that. It could be something where people don't like staying with the Astros organization for some reason. They've had a huge...
Everyone's acting like you ran out the door. He was here 8 years.
I know, but he's still got some good pitchers to work with, some good young guys.
But he also said there's got young guys that are going to be leaving this organization.
That feels like a bunch of... Or he did it for the organization. No, he did it because he wanted to. Just say you want to.
Or he just felt like it's time to leave.
Yeah. I think it's a little curious.
Why is it Jim Crane's fault?
I don't know that it is.
How much interaction did Jim Crane have?
I'm going to ask you a question.
And I'll bet you every time Jim Crane saw me, go, man, I like that Brent Strom.
Has there been a high turnover with the Astros over the last four years?
What turnover?
Well, I mean, scouts. Well, that was
Luno. That was Luno.
Reed.
That was Luno.
Ryan.
Well, Jim Crane wanted to get his son in.
Okay. Some of that stuff can maybe – I'm just saying, I wouldn't just scratch off the fact that we knew there was a quote-unquote toxic culture behind the scenes.
I know it was all put on Luno and Brandon Taubman.
I know that. Right. I'm just saying, I'm not blaming anything on Crane, but I think it's okay for people to wonder, why do people want to leave this organization? Some get better. Mike Elias is a great example of a guy who got a great job offer. He got a GM – Orioles, I don't know how great it is, but you get a GM job offer. Totally understandable. The Crane thing was a little, the Stromme thing was disappointing.
Well, I could certainly see people in the front office. I could certainly see people that work on the business side. If they can't work for Crane, I could see it because he's going to be tough and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Brent Strom?
The only thing I could think
You're
of there.
You're blaming him on Brent Strom?
The only thing I could think of is if Crane, the only thing it could be is that Crane has a fundamental philosophy that pisses off the pitching coach, but Brent Strom, who's been there, who says, I'm just not going to be part of this. Whether there's a fundamental philosophy with who he will pay and who he won't, or whether or not Brent Strom got paid what Brent thought he was worth, which was clearly a lot as a pitching coach.
Or he wanted to be closer to home.
Or that. Yeah. I mean, I think there's different options it could be.
Right.
It could be as simple as...
I'm not a Jim Crane apologist. I just...
Are you not, though?
All of this stuff that people throw up against the wall with, absolutely not. There's no... Where did you hear this? And why are people... What do you mean, why are people leaving? People leave organizations all the time and go to other teams.
Well, if they don't get paid...
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised at how many people move in professional sports.
No, they do. The Astros have had a lot move even when they've been successful. And some not by their own choice, and some by their choice. It just looks... Brent Strom has had a great run with the Astros. I see why people say, wait a minute, you just left a team that you've had this much success with, and you're adored and worshipped here. The only reason it can be is there's one... It's probably two reasons. Either the money wasn't what he thought it should be, or it's as simple as, I just want to go be closer to the wife and closer to home.
Yeah.
Now, for a lot of men, you're going to say, be closer to the wife? That sounds like a lie. But for Brent Strom, who's getting older,
like his wife.
He's in his 70s. He probably is locked in.
He's like, hey, pretty soon I need somebody to take care of me. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Could be that simple.
All right, I'm being nice to my wife.
Could be that simple.
I'm being nice to my wife.
Yeah, but she makes Brent Strom money.
Yeah.
Brent Strom's wife, I don't know if she's out there making Brent Strom money.
Oh, who makes more money, Bob Stoops or his wife?
Well, that's... Stoops' wife is in the Mary Kay game.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got mid-level marketing down to a...
Yeah, she makes way more money.
Yeah.
So there's successful people and me whose wife makes more money. Right?
Yeah.
Successful right. People and me. 930 ESPN, 927 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, the Cougs game on Friday night. What? We going? Let's go. I'm going to be there. You going to be there? Let's go. We got to listen. It is going to be so much fun. It's Memphis. It's Friday night. We got giveaways. We're going to be giving away all week long. If you're looking for a great way to just enjoy this game and have some fun, nationally ranked Cougs are going to be nationally ranked by the playoff committee. Undefeated at home this year. Defense is one of the top in the nation. One of the best starts in program history. We need to get out there and support this team, TDECU, all right? We need to show, and we need to show the Big 12 that we got a good football team. We are Houston, and we're going to support them, all right? That's what we need to show the Big 12. There's going to be entertainment by cheerleaders, Cougar Dolls, Shasta and Sasha. DJ Mai is the mixing it up in the student section. Fan appreciation and fire sale starting at 4 p.m. in the old team shop located next to TDECU Stadium, so you can get your gear there as well on the cheap. So if you're looking for a great way to have some fun on Friday night, let's go. Tickets start at just $20. Let's go. 713-GO-COUGS. Get yours today. UHCougars.com. UHCougars.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We mentioned this a little bit earlier. This band, Brass Against
Release. You're going to go to that again? Did somebody get arrested or executed?
Well, their front woman, is she their singer?
Ugh. Yeah.
She's their singer. Brass Against have released a statement on the peeing incident that occurred during their Welcome to Rockville performance. They say it's not something you'll see again at
our
shows.
Is she German?
We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected, and it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona. Apparently, one of their fans got up on the stage, laid down, And she, right in front of everybody, pulled her pants down and peed on him. Not apparently. It happened.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
It's worse than you're thinking. Whatever you're thinking, it's worse than that.
It's awful.
Yeah. It's 100% worse than you're thinking.
Art sent that to us, so he makes him an even worse person.
I'm going to... I'm definitely going to get him banned.
Do not
from Twitter.
Ever send I'm going anything to, again, Art.
I'm going to report him and get him banned from Twitter.
Yeah.
Our friend Lamont got banned from Twitter
Lamont
again.
Did. Yeah. Yeah. This is shoulder injuries are no joke. That's you with a shoulder injury.
That's a foot.
That was when he was sick.
Actually, that was me taking pain pills on an empty stomach.
Listen, if you're looking for the grossest video, then go to our Twitter feed and check it out. It is awful. It is awful. I mean, right on the stage she did this.
It was horrible.
I thought, I don't want to see this band. That's not what I need in my life.
She announced it. The dude just sat there, like laid down on the stage.
He was about it.
He got up and he was all excited.
He was like, this is amazing. This is happening to me. That's waterboarding, sir. That is waterboarding. Oh. I'm not lying. They did that. Illegal interrogations were more humane than what I saw on that stage. Illegal interrogations where they're like, "Hey, NATO's, you're not supposed to do this. This is a war crime." I saw a war crime on stage. I saw it with my own eyes.
That was a war crime. There's no question about that. I'm kidding a lot. I hadn't been on Twitter. I'm usually on Twitter. The three tickets are for you, Wendy, and Gilbert. The three tickets are for you, Wendy, and Joey Votto.
John was complaining about Houston giving away a three-pack of tickets.
Three-pack.
It seems a little unusual. You know, yeah. We're just used to – that's like we've got five tickets to give away. You don't see it often.
No. I don't know. All I know is that at – three tickets is weird, okay? So let's clean that up, okay? Let's see if we can't give away a four-pack. You know, two couples going to the game. That would be sweet. 713-780-3776 is the number. This is our final segment before News of the Weird. Did you see Myles Garrett crush his defensive coach? DC Joe Woods? He threw him under the bus. He said, we made zero adjustments in this football game, and we got our ass handed to us.
Well, that's
the
not
Browns
a lie.
Look like, the Browns don't look good right now.
Browns look terrible. That division looks terrible. The Steelers had to hang on for a tie.
Against the Lions.
Bengals didn't play. But
they've been looking like
the
crap
Ravens
too.
Got slapped by the Dolphins, and Cleveland just got beat 38 points. AFC North, what's wrong with you? At one point, it looked like there were going to be three playoff teams come out of the AFC North. And the AFC West is like, hold on a second, we're the ones you got to watch out for. Now I'm looking at both of those. Could there be a less hot those divisions between the AFC West and the AFC North? What a horrible weekend!
That division isn't producing anything. The AFC South isn't producing anything. Tennessee is.
Well, you know, the Colts are a sneaky little playoff team. You got to watch.
Yeah,
they're going to rue the day they lost that game to the Ravens. That's going to come back to haunt that, and the Titans is going to come back to haunt them. They should be in cruise control for a playoff spot. They have three win losses: the Rams, the Titans, and the Colts. I mean, and the Ravens, Ravens that they lost in the last 2 minutes of games that are going to haunt them. They win two of those, they're going to be in. One of them, they got a great shot. Lose all three of them, now they got their work cut out.
Well, who knows in the AFC? You just get in. And
how good is Jonathan Taylor, by the way? God.
He's good.
Jonathan Taylor's cranking up the diesel.
Did you happen to see, guess who's catching it today? Teddy Bridgewater. Did you see the effort on the Darius Slay return?
As bad as it gets. He wouldn't even glance. Kinda... He tried to look away like, Teddy Bridgewater, Darius Slay's got picking it up and he's going for a touchdown. Teddy Bridgewater's right next to him. He throws his body in just a little bit. It's a tackle because Darius Slay's like 116 pounds.
Yeah.
And Teddy Bridgewater tried to look to the left like he was trying to convince you. You know how if you catch a dog who's been doing something bad and they try to avoid your gaze and they look away? That's what Teddy Bridgewater was like on that non-tackle. He looked to the side like, What Darius Slay? I didn't see him. What?
He knocked over his own guy who actually might have had a chance to catch up to Slay.
That was a business decision. There's no question about that.
Cam in the Super Bowl.
But I was going to say, but you know what?
That's worse. He's not even jumping on a pile.
No, that's not worse. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's the Super Bowl. Okay. So, we got sound? Is Teddy talking about the business decision he made?
No, Field Gates says we need to remember this in the same genre as Cam in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
you don't give him a break here.
All right, let's hear it.
No, you're trying to win. You're trying to be a playoff team.
Yeah, but you're in the Super Bowl. Big difference.
Well, yeah.
Big.
And there were so many bizarre layers to this, including the fact that Teddy Bridgewater, the Broncos quarterback, had a chance to make the play and kind of just sort of turned the other way. I'm sure there's going to be people that will defend Teddy Bridgewater and note that we've seen quarterbacks like Baker Mayfield get hurt on interception returns this year. But, dude, like, I kind of tell you what, like, my muscle memory goes back to Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. And we sat there and killed Cam for, like, I don't know, 5 years. Like, I'll be interested to see what the discourse here surrounding Teddy Bridgewater is, because he could have at least tried to make a play.
Yeah, again, one is in the Super Bowl, and one is in a regular season game that you were getting your ass kicked anyway.
Every win matters right now in the AFC, and especially the AFC West. You're at home. You got to make an attempt on that.
Or stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, you're better off just literally being that quarterback who just shrugs his shoulders and looks down, then get close to him and then veer off. If you're going to try to make an attempt, make an actual attempt. Don't half-ass it.
All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97. I think we hit everything. Did we hit everything today? Was there any other story that we didn't? I think we hit pretty much everything. Man, there was a lot of suck this weekend. There was a lot of suck this weekend. And between Texas A&M, the Rockets. Texans. The Texans sucked. Just, they didn't even play. They stuck and they didn't. Watching Detroit play the way that they did, watching Jacksonville the way they did, it made me disgusted for the Texans. Because those teams are actually trying hard and competitive. They're competitive in games as opposed to our team. The Texans go to Tennessee next week. Good luck. Yeah, good luck with that. All right, 713-780-3776. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 98.25. You need a little champagne to go with this. Oh, not champagne. You need a little tequila.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can drink champagne too, but then finish it up with tequila Maestro Dobel. I got to enjoy that this weekend again. I mean, I got to tell you, there's a big difference between the cocktail tequilas and the sipping tequilas. But every once in a while, you'll find one that will work for you in both directions, and that's Maestro Dobel. It helps that they have so many varietals. They've got the Reposada, they've got the Añejo Extra, they've got a Cristalino called the Diamante, which is a silver that is fantastic. They've got a smoked silver called Humito. And then they've got this, I don't know what the name of it, but it was the best tequila that I've personally ever had. It was their Cristalino version of the Extra Añejo. And what Cristalino means is it's charcoal filtered, and it really adds a cleanness and a smoothness to your tequila experience. Maestro Dobel is sold at a variety of fine liquor stores, and it is going to be your tequila of choice if you're a tequila connoisseur. There's a tequila for everyone, a ton of different varietals, and 11 generations of tequila makers are making it for you. Maestro Dobel, that is also, by the way, your official tequila of the PGA Tour, Maestro Dobel.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:46, our final segment here. Charlie Palil. Oh, no, Charlie's off, right? Charlie's got a couple of days off. Because the Texans were off, he thought this would be a great time to take off. You know, you can't take off after the Texans play because everybody just wants to talk Texans.
No, you got
to
talk Texans.
Nonstop Texans. So who is it? Patrick Creighton? Nope.
Nope. We're going to National.
National. All right. We got a national show, and then we got the Killer Bees after that. A Michigan woman could spend up to 9 years in prison, Lance, for trying to kill her husband, her ex-husband. Apparently she was caught trying to pay a hitman.
that happens. This is news of the weird. Why is this news of the weird?
Well, she went to a website, and the website was called Rent a Hitman.
Oh.
And it turns out it was actually
a, I want to search that so badly right now on this NFL computer. I don't want to.
No, don't do it. Rent a Hitman was created as a cybersecurity test site. The website's owner contacted Michigan State Police, who contacted contacted this woman posing as somebody from the website. She agreed to pay $5,000, put a down payment of $200 down, and was arrested. And you're too stupid. You should go. You should be in prison because you're too stupid. There's a trigger alert device, Lance, for classrooms and parties. It sounds an alarm when it detects offensive language. If you set a swear word around this thing, it sets off a horn.
Yeah, I've got one. It's called Mahdi.
Oh, you do have one of those.
Yeah, I've got one of these things. It's my daughter.
You don't.
My daughter's
your daughter
alarm.
More expensive than this. You can just get one of these instead of a daughter.
Did you hear what Mr. Granado said? How many times that's been said in a car? You need to tell Mr. Granado to stop saying that, the A word.
What? What A word?
Ass.
Ah?
Ass.
What is it?
Yeah. Or hell, the H word.
The H word? Oh, no. You can say, what the hell?
Oh!
You can say that.
Beep, beep.
How about this? The
Heart
police have found
training.
A huge police find 33 million pounds in cocaine haul. Hidden in onion rings.
Okay, what? What do you mean hidden in onion rings?
Yep.
Onion ring packages, frozen onion ring packages.
Discovered on Thursday by Border Force officers when they stopped a lorry at the UK inbound zone in France. apparently, they were hiding 33. That seems like those might better be some big onion rings, no?
Yeah.
You can now purchase a Pete. I don't know if you want this. Would you like a Pete Davidson sex toy that vibrates when he appears on Saturday Night Live?
No. None of that sounds
Does
good.
Does that sound like something you would want?
It was a hard pass on the entire thing. What is that supposed to be? You know, there are people who say about Pete, like, something must be going on there with him. Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian now.
Yeah.
And he had, who's the other one?
Kate Beckinsale at one
point. Yeah, Kate Beckinsale.
Well,
what?
Ariana said something that's the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the ugliest dudes you'll see.
Yeah. No. Ariana had said something about that before, about how Pete is, why Pete is in such high demand.
It's because he's so comical and he's confident.
That's not it. That's not it.
That's what I heard. It's just he exudes confidence, so he can walk up to the hottest woman in the world and go, hi.
No.
I'm ugly. Huh. You want a date?
A farmer from Madhya Pradesh, is that how you pronounce it? Madhya Pradesh district, went to a police station, and he took along his buffalo, complaining that the animal was refusing to be milked, and he suspected it to be under the influence of witchcraft. The police had to explain to him that it was a bull, and therefore, that's why it didn't like to be milked.
I keep on doing that, and no milk comes out. You just got to go faster.
Yeah.
Sir.
I don't know if you heard.
Sir, eventually, you're going to hit the home run there, but don't drink it. Don't put it in your coffee. Don't put it in your coffee, sir. Don't go to try to sell it to market. I brought my milk to market. I want you to meet this lead singer for this Rage Against band or whatever. You two are horrible.
Milk's a little thick. Have you heard how
this is vitamin D milk? It's good.
Have you heard how flexible Joe Rogan is?
Yes, because you guys sent the because Raheel sent a text in the Glory Boy string.
Well, it's real.
What do you mean it's real?
Here's the story. Apparently,
I see the story.
Well, right. Joe Rogan says he's so flexible.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I don't know that I gotta finish that. He's so flexible that he can
do
stuff.
How flexible is he? Nope, I was just kidding. Don't.
Yeah. Apparently, tourists There's a Spanish beach, and apparently they're the Dunas de Maspalomas, and it's a special nature reserve, and their dunes are being ruined because everybody goes there, and apparently they just decide they're going to have sex there. Tourists having sex is said to be behind the gradual destruction of the beach and nature reserve in Europe. I mean, you got to get a better. What kind of people are going there? It must be really gross if they're destroying an entire beach by having what are you leaving behind there?
Did you tell me this was in Florida or there Floridians involved?
This is in Spain. It's in
Spain. But are there Floridians headed there?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's a big vacation spot.
Boy, this feels like a North Florida thing.
But why is this ruining the dunes? It got to be some gross stuff they're leaving behind. I don't know.
This has been a
disaster. Oh, how come your kids ain't doing this? A 14 and a 9-year-old earned $160,000 in 7 months mining cryptocurrency. Why won't your kids do that?
What does that mean? Mining cryptocurrency.
I've heard
that it takes a tremendous amount of energy, it wastes energy and all this stuff, and it's bad for the environment. Like what? Mining cryptocurrency? Because my kids won't do anything to earn us money.
I don't understand what that means. You're right. I don't either.
I just know that young people are getting rich off crypto, and I get in it and immediately it tanks. I'm the super mush right now. Hey, guys, can I come in on some of your crypto? I'll drive that thing so far down. It's a joke. What about this quant? Drake told me. You got to get on quant, Dad. Yeah, it's like 370 when I get in, but I sell it when it's in the 260s. Buy high, sell low. That's what I like to do.
That's a buy high, sell low. It's a difference.
Yeah. I'm going to keep doing that and see if I can start
so people can buy after you get in.
Yeah.
Buy high, sell low is a new way.
Yeah, let us know when you sell it, so we'll buy it then.
Oh, no, I don't even want to look because I'm afraid it's going to spike.
A Tamil Nadu man was looking for a job, and so he made an offering. As an offering, he killed himself so that he could find a job.
You've hung on to that from last week.
Yeah, from last week.
Yeah.
He committed suicide after he got a job. He had promised earlier, God that he would kill himself if he got a job.
It's probably for the best, isn't it? Is that one where if you think that's good, maybe he was just going to do an offering of me being really hurt, and it went sideways on him.
No, I think he said he was going to kill himself if he got a job. You know what?
So a job
there are certain jobs that if I got, I would kill myself too.
A job in the next life he wants.
Maybe. Yeah. As a sacrifice. Thank you.
Maybe it's a,
as a thank you.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to shut it down right now. Mm-hmm. But I just hope you remember. Think of your boy when it comes time to hand out billionaire money next life. Okay.
All right. We're done. National next, and then the Killer Bees, and then the Wheelhouse right after that. But right now, we are talking about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. We're talking about the best darn goal that you'll ever find, period, exclamation point. I love my hoops goal. We loved our hoops goal. The kids played out there. Dad, you can have fun with the kids out there. You lower it so that the kids can, that's so you can dunk, Dad. That you can actually show your kids, look how athletic I am. I can dunk on this goal. Yeah, but it's about 6 feet high, Dad. Yeah, so what? Look. I got more stylish dunks than you do. When you go to the website, that's all you see the kids doing. They love to dunk on the goal. So, Dad, get the kids the goal that they are going to love, that they're going to enjoy, that they're actually going to be outside playing, as opposed to that 10-foot goal, which they can't even reach, or you can't even reach. How about that you show your kids that you actually still got game because the goal is at 8 feet, and you feel like, look, I'm still the king around here, kids. Look how athletic I am. Listen, this is the best way to go about it because the kids will love it and you'll love it as well. And mom will love it because it has curb appeal. All you got to do is go to produnkhoops.com. Start the process. It's the best. Produnkhoops.com. Because we're going to be legends. Going to get their attention. What we're doing here ain't just scary. It's about to be legendary.
Bye, bitch.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.